this is not as inspiring. It's more of a warning story. We were living in London, and we'd been living in London for a few months, and the grey kind of got to me. So my partner was like, oh, I've got an awesome idea. Let's go to Italy and visit family and catch some sunshine. What he didn't mention is there was a Frisbee tournament he really wanted to go to. And my bit that would make me happy was to go and see my family afterwards. I don't know why I thought that was a good idea, but anyway. So like the good little compliant Frisbee widow I am, I agreed. And like we always traveled, we traveled separately. So we booked flights, forgot all about it, and then September comes, and the reason why we were traveling separately is he wanted to attend the social evening that opens the Frisbee tournament, and I had a leave-in due to survive. So I survived my leave-in due, and I had my alarm set for ridiculously early time, like I always do. We had Ben's best friend sleeping on the floor in our lounge, so I thought I'd better say goodbye to him. I think we managed about three sentences and he started snoring again. So I thought, well, I might as well just go to the airport. I've got time. I can just sleep on the couch over there. And so I jumped. I can't remember whether it was the tube or the bus, but anyway, made my way to Gatwick and kind of doze on and off late night, the good leaving do. And I thought, well, we'll just sit here and wait. And then we get to Gatwick, and I got to the North Gate. Look at all the flights. I have the time the flight left seared in my brain because it was really blinking early, especially after a late night out. And flight's not there. It's like, okay, go to the South Gate. Of course, it never crosses my mind to check my ticket. So I just keep going, and I go to the South Gate, look at all the flights. My flight's not there. So suddenly I'm going, maybe wrong day. I thought, this could be awkward. I finally opened my bag, and this was 2005. So your phone just did phone calls, texting, and snakes if you were lucky. So I just pick up my piece of paper, and I look down, and I suddenly see it. My flight leaves from Stansted. So I did the thing that you did back then. There was no Google Maps, there was no Google anything. So I spot the transport booth, and I'm kind of stepping from side to side, kind of going, come on, people, they want to go to the London Tower. I need to get to Stansted. And finally, the guy sees me, and he kind of tells me to come over, and I said, oh my God, I'm in the wrong airport. Do I take a taxi? Do I take a bus? And he goes, no, you've got less than 2 hours. There's a train that starts in 5 minutes from the platform down the bottom. Just run. Then from there, you run to the tube, and from the tube, you run again to the train that goes from London to Stansted, and then hopefully you'll make check-in. And I thought, all right. For some reason, I was traveling home for 7 days, but I was carrying half of my life on my back. So I sort of had the classic kind of backpackers get up where you're a cross between a ninja turtle with a giant 30-liter backpack at the back and a gardener snail with a teeny lean backpack at the front. So I was kind of waddling, running down to the platform. Get there, the train arrives bang on time, thank God, and I just sit on the train, and then all of a sudden the hangover, the tiredness, the fact that I might not even make the damn flight to Italy dawns on me, and I start bawling my eyes out. Now this is London, 2005. Public displays of emotion, not a thing. Everybody's kind of skirting away from the crazy woman in the corner and crying to herself and texting and ringing. And of course, my blessed partner was not answering his phone. So when he finally does, he says something. Now, men in the audience, never do this to your partner. He goes, I'm sorry I missed your call. I was by the pool. I didn't hear the phone ring. So I was at that point, I think I just lost it. I don't even remember. Anyway, we make it in time to the tube station. And it was one of those tube stations that looked like a bathroom with tiles everywhere, so you can hear the trains come from about a mile away. And I'm running, waddling, with more of my backpacks, all the way down the stairs, and the tube arrives. I jump on, jump off. I get to Liverpool Station, and I'm looking for the ticket booth. There's a ticket booth somewhere. I remember it. I see the sign. I run, and it's turned into a foreign exchange, a currency exchange place. I'm like, ugh. So I thought, stuff it. I'm just going to run. If I get a fine, I pay the fine, and I get to the airport. So I run and I see the train conductor, so I run to him and I said, can I pay for my ticket on the plane? He goes, yes. I goes, oh my God, I could hug you right now. Again, 2005, public display of emotion, not a thing. The guy kind of backs away and is like, just get on the train, I'll see you in a minute. And so I'm on the train and I'm kind of going, oh God, thank God. And then the train takes about 45 minutes. At this point, I have 10 minutes to get from the train to the check-in before the check-in shuts. So I arrive, I just dump all my gear, and this lovely lady goes, right, you're checked in, now you have 2 minutes to get to gate 56, run. So again, run. At this point, like, I'm sweating vodka, because my, I don't drink, but my leave-in do, you know, my workmates decided that it would be fun to experiment and see what I would be like if you gave me lots of vodka coke. So I was kind of running and finally made it onto the plane. And I must have passed out because I don't remember taking off and I kind of remember landing. And I kind of opened my eyes and I'm kind of trying to figure out whether I just dreamt all of that, whether I'm actually awake, whether I've died somewhere along between the train and the tube, somewhere. And the guy next to me kind of chuckles and looks at me and smiles and goes, I've never seen anybody sleep like that. And I was kind of going, I didn't really know what to say, so I said, well, it's a long story. Turns out it's not.